bringing it back to Rosie on the House. Coming into your house. You can come into my house by dialing 1-888-767-4348. We've pretty well made our way through the callers that were on hold. If you'd like to get in, lots of time people complain a lot. Hey, all I ever get is a busy signal. Well, we've got open lines now at 1-888-767-4348. Whatever you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, let us see if we can't put a little bit of our 40 years of building and remodeling experience to work for you and help you out just a bit. You know, across the state today, we don't only do the radio show, which we're celebrating our 30 years on, but if you subscribe to our newsletter, you got email this week about one-day do-it-yourself hardscape and landscaping projects that you can tackle between now and the coming summer. So it would help you enjoy your outdoor environment that much more. That's in the newsletter that you subscribe to on our webpage, rosieonthehouse.com. You'll join about 20, 25,000 other subscribers that get the weekly email newsletter. It kind of tells you what we're going to be covering on the show that particular Saturday and includes tips and opportunities that you can't get anywhere else. We're also publishing the Casa Grande Dispatch on Sunday. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about one component of those projects. It's creating that outdoor fireplace. Down in the Green Valley News this Wednesday, we'll be talking a little bit about the paver projects that you can get done. Arizona Daily Star down in Tucson, what we do is we take questions from people in Pima County. People in Pima County who live down there that know about us and know that we'll give them the answers they're looking for. Had a situation, we actually took the call on air. A Tucson resident had a knocking pipe problem, that a noise in the wall that couldn't be solved, that we helped solve, and that'll be published in the Daily Star tomorrow on Sunday. And then right here on our flagship station, KTAR, we've got the blog tips going out every single Friday. So we're covering the state with free information on helping you, educating you, instructing you, and hopefully entertaining you just a bit on topics that have anything to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. Right now, I want to interview and introduce to you a friend I've known for a lot of years. We call him the Magician.
Mr. Rick Thompson of Thompson's Drywall, welcome to the program this morning.
Hi, Romy and Rosie. Nice to be here.
Now, tell us a little bit about your history. How long have you been a spackle wizard? Did we lose Rick?
Did he drop?
All right. Well,
bada bing, bada bing.
We'll try and get him back on the line. He did mention that he is on job site this morning, and he was going to take a break from his project and help talk us through how
step
to properly
step.
Repair drywall. So we'll try and get him back online before we hit this topic. We apologize for that little technical glitch. We'll circle back around. So in the meantime,
he's called the wizard. He's called the magician because there isn't a drywall finish on the planet that he can't match. It's uncanny. If he does a repair, it becomes invisible. You will never see that the repair was made. But while we get him back online, let's welcome Chris into the conversation. Good morning, Chris.
How you doing, Rosie? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet.
I've got a house built in 1975. Still has all the builder-grade windows, no insulation in the ceiling and the walls.
Okay.
Where do I start, and what can I expect to pay for window replacements?
Okay. Is it, Chris, is it a masonry home?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of the homes that we built in the 60s and 70s were all still masonry homes. I can tell you, the first thing I would do is I'd drill a hole down low in my masonry wall and see if anything came out in the cells. Back in the 70s, so a lot of times we didn't even insulate those walls. Is it a slump block wall?
Yes.
Okay. But sometimes we would pour granular insulation down there called vermiculite. You may or may not have any of that, some of that, or none of that. But I would tell you that you ought to call our Rosie Certified Insulation contractor that specializes in insulating those types of houses. He's going to evacuate any insulation that you've got inside the masonry cells, and he's going to fill those walls with foam. The company's name is Thermal Advantage, and that's undeniably the number one place I'd start. You're not going to believe how affordable it is. You're not going to believe how much cleaner your house stays. You're not going to believe how much quieter your house stays, and it's going to give you a thermal insulation that is infinitely higher than what you've got right now. Then you get in touch with Pella, any one of the Rosie certified window installers, and have them come out, and I would take a really hard look at their Impervia line, which is a fiberglass frame unit. It's infinitely more durable, and I like it much better than any vinyl product out there on the market at all. It's very cost competitive. It's an excellent window. We're putting them in a lot of the remodeling we're doing, and I'll tell you, the clients absolutely love them. It's the Impervia window from Pella. And while you're getting the quotes from Pella on that window, go ahead and call Dennis at Thermal Advantage and get a quote on getting that house shot full of foam insulation. It really is incredibly affordable, and that's the number one place you ought to start.
And in the attic?
Well, the attic would take a different contractor, okay? That's going to take Banker Insulation. They don't do the foam injection in the block, but they'll take a look at the attic. And based on the fact that you're built in the 70s, it may be worth it to have them give you a quote. Have them go up there and climb around. It may be worth it to vacuum up all the old insulation, get it out, and let them start from scratch and give you a nice R38. And you'll be glad you did it. The insulation is fairly inexpensive.
Okay.
We appreciate the call, and that's one thing that we really enjoy, or I enjoy, about the home energy audits that are available now. I mean, these are pretty obvious, but you know, past that, if you're looking to further increase, you can dive in and get a full audit. And now that we've got walls done and windows done and ceiling done, start attacking the next voids in your thermal envelope.
I love those 60 and 70 slump block homes. Mm-hmm. I wish I owned 100 of them.
Oh.
Solid bones. Great product.
I still love the style.
I do too. Arizona Ranch. Okay, we got the Wizard back on.
Let's see if
the Wizard, as good as he is with drywall, let's see if he can make his phone work.
All right. Yeah, I tell you, I might be, I have bad reception here, apparently. So, modern technology.
Well, no worries. Let's jump into it, because we are running out of time here. We have kind of set the stage. We're working on drywall repairs, you know, screw holes and nail holes. You can, you know, I even know people that put a little toothpaste on it and spot paint it, and you can move on past that. Let's get into where we actually start needing to apply some mud, and we've got to do some texture matching. Take it from there, Rick.
Okay. Well, if you're doing like a terra patch, you need or let's say you have a small hole, you don't need it's small enough that you can put mesh tape. You put a little hot mud on it without any drywall on it, and that would probably be maybe I wouldn't say any more than I don't know, size of a fist hole, or either that or you need to put some drywall into it. But anyway, you can throw a little bit of mud on there. I'm a little nervous, so bear with me. So you put your mud on, let it set, push it in a little bit, and then you can put a couple more coats on, and then get it ready for texture.
And if you're using the hot mud, that's your faster drying mud?
Yes. And whenever you use mesh tape, whether it's on a crack or anything, it has to have the hot mud. And the hot mud comes in a 5 minute, a 20 minute, a 45 minute, and a 90 minute. I prefer to use 5 minute.
Well, That's fast. Now, if you're doing this for the first time, we would tell you, give yourself a little bit more time. maybe go for the 60 minutes so you got some time to work and play with your finish there.
There you go.
You can work up to the 5 minute when you've been doing this as long as Rick.
Yeah.
And so most homes are done with the paper tape. And repair work, you see the use of the mesh, as you were saying, a lot more frequently.
Right. Well, and then when I'm doing a bigger project, I'll go ahead and use the paper tape. The advantage is it's going to be better for cracks, preventing cracks. Mesh tape is still okay for that, but you, like I said, you have to use the hot mud, at least on the first coat. And then paper tape is better for your angles and everything else. So I actually prefer paper tape. Let's see what else.
How about once we get to a little bit bigger? We've actually had something happen where now we have to remove some sheetrock. How do we get it cut? How do we get it set in there?
Well, okay. Is it big enough? How big are you talking? Is it bigger than? Is it where you can use the trusses or the studs?
I wouldn't go that far. Let's go a foot,
size of a basketball.
Okay, so you can cut it out. You cut it out square. You can get some wood. I don't know. I use furring strips, 1 inch by 2 inch, sometimes 1 inch by 3 inch, depends upon what's available. But you don't have to. Homeowner can just find some wood laying around their house and cut it. Cut a little bit bigger than the size of the hole. You want to square that hole out first, though, and that's so you can measure your new patch to put that in a little bit easier.
It's a little easier to measure a square hole than trying to keep it the shape of a basketball.
Absolutely.
Or a square hole.
Yeah.
Or a circle hole, excuse me.
Right. So, anyways, and then you put you just hold it from you put it put the wood behind the hole. And then run a screw between the on the top and the bottom and on both sides. Or if you're using a wider piece of wood, you could probably get away with just one piece of backing. And then you screw your drywall to that. And it saves you from having to go all the way from stud to stud.
Now, once we've got that patch in, we've got the edges taped, you put a layer of mud on, you put your mesh or your paper tape over the top, then you put another layer of mud. We've got to fill out to make it even and add some texturing, so we'll cover that shortly. But we can do, of all things we can do here at RosieOnTheHouse.com, we can't stop the clock. So we'll pick up right there and talk about matching your texture so it blends in.